This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. The city of Flint gets more than its fair share of bad press because of the crime rate and the city's financial struggles. But Flint is also known for urban redevelopment at a scale not known by many other cities. Land use is changing there. Vacant industrial areas and foreclosed properties are being purchased, abandoned buildings demolished, and the area turned into a greenway. Joining us to talk about some of these changes are Doug Weiland. He's the executive director of the Genesee County Land Bank, and Robert McMahon. He's the president of Kettering University in Flint. Kettering has been purchasing and transforming many properties in Flint. So, Dr. McMahon, first, how is the university paying for this, and what's the goal?
Well, the goal is the university is paying for it out of our funds. The goal is community vitality and revitalization of Flint. Our success as an institution is tied to Flint's success as a viable and dynamic economy. And it's important that we, as an institution, not be passive but take an active role in doing our part to revitalize the Flint, both economically as well as the infrastructure of the city.
I understand you did get something in excess of $15 million from the Mott Foundation. Is that correct?
We did. About a year and a half ago, we received the largest grant in the history of the institution, the largest single grant, which was a $15.5 million gift.
Now, how many properties have you purchased so far, and what's that amount to in acres or city blocks?
I can't speak to the exact total. It's over 100 parcels in the city so far, and it is, in aggregate, something around 50 acres, I would think.
Doug Weiland, I've done a lot of land use stories in the past, and the Genesee County Land Bank is noted as a model for the state, if not the nation. Give me a brief description of what the Land Bank is, and how do you work with organizations such as Kettering University?
Well, the Land Bank is the organization that manages tax foreclosed properties for the county treasurer as they are come through the tax foreclosure process. Then after they go through the process, they revert to the Land Bank, and we're responsible for their maintenance and care and for selling the property. In this particular case with Kettering University, we were delighted when they came to us and said we'd like to start acquiring property around the university, and we had a lot of property there. I think of the 100 parcels or so the university has bought, some 80 of those have come from the Land Bank, and we have others on our list that will be coming. We've created a redevelopment area, what we call a redevelopment area, around Kettering and the borders of the geography that they're interested in, so that any tax foreclosed property that comes into that area, we hold it and make sure that we don't sell it to anybody else and see if Kettering is interested in the property. The work that they've been doing, demolishing houses that are, you know, blighted houses that are on these properties, and greening over and maintaining otherwise weed-infested properties has been just magnificent.
Now, we should describe this property is along the riverfront. It's near downtown. Dr. McMahon, how do the efforts of Kettering tie into other institutions such as Mott Community College, maybe the University of Michigan Flint, Hurley Medical Center, which is a nearby neighbor, and downtown?
They're a key part of that. One of the mantras that we have is to make University Avenue a walkable and economically vibrant corridor for the city. Many people who haven't been to Flint in a while would be astounded at some of the things that are happening here in terms of economic rejuvenation, revitalization. You know, downtown Flint, the Saginaw Street corridor is a vibrant and growing economic zone. There are restaurants, and you go there in the evenings, and people are sitting outside and eating, and there are shows and other cultural activities. And our connection to that activity is along University Avenue. So one of our key initiatives as an institution is to make the University Avenue connection, the connection between Kettering and downtown, and by virtue of that connection to University of Michigan Flint and other educational, Mott Community College, the Cultural District, viable and active economic corridor.
Now, there's a large area that used to be a General Motors plant. I think it's called Chevy in the Hole that needs to be cleaned up. That's not cheap. I know Kettering is not the only player here in that effort. How extensive is the effort, and how's it being paid for? I know there have been a couple of federal grants involved in reseeding and replanting trees and so forth. Doug?
Yeah, we currently have a $2 million grant from the EPA to do some of the additional cleanup on one of the parcels that's particularly dirty, and that one is south of the river across from the Kettering campus. There's a lot of work going on there right now in terms of remediation. On the other large parcels of the property on the south side of the river, south of the university campus, there is going to be a large vegetative cap going over acres and acres of concrete slab where the factories used to stand. So that work is ongoing now. It's going to take several years to be done. And there's what they call a phytoremediation project on that site as well, where trees and vegetation are planted that are intended to help bring the some of the contaminants up through the soil and into the trees to reduce the amount of contamination. So it's a very, very large-scale project that will be ongoing for some period of time.
You're listening to Stateside, and we're talking with Doug Weiland. He's the executive director of the Genesee County Land Bank, and Robert McMahon. He's the president of Kettering University in Flint. Dr. McMahon, I'm wondering, right now you're basically clearing this land, replanting it. Are there future plans for development of these areas that Kettering University is buying? Are we going to see an expansion of Kettering in the future?
Well, Kettering is growing and a vibrant and dynamic institution. We, of course, are one of the nation's highest-ranked engineering and applied sciences schools, and you can't pick up a paper or turn on NPR and not hear an article about the value of engineering and science to our economic future, and particularly to experiential learning and internships and co-ops to playing an important role in creating talent and effective engineers and scientists. So in that context, we as an institution are growing, and we look forward to reinvesting and doubling down in Flint and expanding our footprint in Flint as that growth occurs. When we're acquiring these properties, not specifically with that purpose in mind, we're acquiring to do these properties really to do our part to clean up blighted areas of the city that are adjacent to the university and in the connector corridor between us and the downtown area to begin to help foster economic development along that corridor in addition to the others that are where it's occurring in Flint.
Now, there's a fairly large stadium called Atwood Stadium that was built back in 1929, and I'm wondering, how does that historic stadium play into Kettering's plans? I understand you'll be operating it now, and will the community still have access to that stadium for high school sporting events?
Absolutely. In fact, it's our intent to operate it in the public interest and to increase the level of community engagement in the stadium. Atwood Stadium has a phenomenal history as an institution, going back almost to the founding of Flint, and certainly parallels in a lot of ways the development of the automotive industry in Flint. And it's just a wonderful historic structure. And as part of our regional engagement, we have taken on that property in order to make sure that it remains a viable and community-focused parcel within the city.
Doug Weiland, I understand that the Genesee County Land Bank is within the Treasurer's Department, which is a county office. How are you working with the city of Flint, and how do you mesh your plans with private institutions like Kettering University and revitalization of the city of Flint?
Sure. Actually, the Genesee County Land Bank is a separate governmental authority, but we are closely linked to the county treasurer's office, and the county treasurer is the chairman of our board of directors. We are a separate organization. The city of Flint has been a major partner with us on most of the activities that we get involved in. We currently are coordinating demolition for the city of Flint, and with the large grants that we received, they've been partnerships between the land bank and the city in terms of the application for the funds. We have a close relationship with the city administration. We've been involved in their master planning process, and they have relied on us to produce maps and other support materials for them and documentation as they've gone through and done their new master plan.
A lot of this land is near or on the riverfront. What are the plans there? What's this going to look like along the riverfront?
Well, there's a number of different plans that have been proposed for kind of revisioning the riverfront and particularly where it flows through Chevy and the Hole. That remains to be seen at this point. There have been plans to do everything from kind of a boardwalk sort of a treatment. Currently, it's a concrete channel that was created 30 or 40 years ago, probably 40, 45 years ago now, for flood control, and it's really not very attractive. So there's been a lot of thought to trying to bring it back to nature, but at this point, there still has to be more remediation done at the site so that taking the concrete away doesn't just allow some contaminants and things to flow into the river.
Right.
So, but it's an area that if you look at it, it's really quite scenic, and you can see the real potential for making it a real attribute for the city.
What kind of timeline are we talking about here, your best guesstimate?
Well, I'm thinking it's probably going to be 5-10 years on that particular kind of a project.
So I'm wondering what the surrounding neighborhoods think of these changes. I'd like to hear from both of you. Dr. McMahon, let's start with you. What are your neighbors telling you, not just your civic neighbors, but the actual residential neighborhoods telling you about the plans of Kettering University and your partners in that region?
Well, we've been partnering with them, and we've created we were one of the organizations that created what we call the University Corridor Coalition, and that is a stakeholder group that includes the universities, but it also includes the neighborhood associations and neighbors and businesses within the corridor. And we've been partnering with them to focus our efforts in the community. I think on the whole, they're very excited to have an engaged partner. Kettering has, you know, we as an institution, we ask our students to make impacts in their community when they graduate and when they go on to their careers. And in fact, community vitality is one of our four fundamental strategic pillars as an organization. So it's important that we model that behavior as an institution, the behavior that we're asking our students to exhibit. And so a part of that is working closely with the community and community stakeholders to make sure we're having a positive impact for them as well. But the short answer to your question is, I think there's a lot of very positive energy around what's happening in the corridor. And to your earlier question about the Chevy and the Hole property, in 5 to 10 years, that is going to be a spectacular park greenway connector between the university and the downtown area. If any of your listeners have, you know, remember the old Pittsburgh versus the new Pittsburgh down along the river, the power of having green space and having a water flowing, waterscape flowing through the middle of a town can be an enormous economic driver.
Doug Whalen, I want to ask you a question about the Genesee County Land Bank. You know, you're buying foreclosed properties, you're cleaning them up, or you're selling them to other people who are cleaning them up. But just the idea of foreclosures really kind of riles some people up. I'm wondering how you struggle with explaining to the community that you're serving why this is necessary and how it avoids blighted areas.
Yeah, that's a good question. First of all, a lot of people just are plainly opposed to government foreclosing on property, but at the same time, it's a tax collection mechanism that people don't pay their taxes. They have to have some way of making sure that there's a collection method. And, you know, to be honest, most of the property that comes to us through the foreclosure process, probably 75% or more, I would guess maybe 90%, are properties that people have simply walked away from because they're already blighted, they have no value, they're continuing to pay taxes, and after a while they just get to the point where they say, why am I paying taxes to continue holding a property that I'm never going to use? They stop paying taxes, and 3 years later it gets foreclosed. So it's not really, a lot of people will run around and say, geez, it's a big land grab. It's not a land grab. It really is a situation where people are walking away from these properties. We would like nothing more than to see them stay in the property and clean them up and make the properties revitalized, but that simply does not happen in a upside-down housing market such as we have here. But it's interesting, the question you asked Dr. McMahon with regard to how the neighborhood has reacted. I can tell you that the first reaction that we had to the idea that we were going to sell a lot of property to the university from people in the neighborhood was, well, gee, we're not quite sure. We'd maybe like to buy that property ourselves. But after we explained to them that Kettering was going to be doing some demolition, cleaning up properties and maintaining them, they said, well, you know, that makes a lot of sense, and good for you.
I want to ask you one more question because we're running out of time here, but
sure.
I opened this conversation saying that Flint gets more than its share of bad press because of crime rate and the city's financial struggles. Given these widely publicized problems, how do you think these changes will affect the city overall? Are we at the dawn of a turnaround for Flint because of this kind of work? I'd like both of you to take a shot at that question.
Well, I'll take a shot first. The answer, I think, is yes, that the you know, people are starting to see the fruits of work that have taken place in the near downtown area and downtown, and that has been when you start seeing old buildings revitalized, such as the Land Bank Center building that we're in, that we revitalized, the Durant Hotel downtown, the Barrage Hotel that we've revamped into 21 apartment units. All of these efforts are making a difference. It's much, much harder when you start dealing with residential neighborhoods, and especially in 34 square miles of the city of Flint, where we have an awful lot of blight and a lot of overgrown properties. But you have to start someplace, and with the Kettering and the University Corridor activity, this activity now is expanding out from downtown and around more of our very, very important institutions, and people can start to see are starting to see the results of that work, and they're pleased with it.
Dr. McMahon?
A resounding yes to that question. Flint has a lot of work to do, and we have many challenges. But what gives me the most, gives me the greatest sense of resurgence in Flint, really beyond the infrastructure developments, is the investment of people and their time and their energies in the community, because rebuilding a community is a community effort. It's a shared journey, as a big sign on the side of one of our buildings says. It's a journey that we all have to take and invest in, and one of the things that gives me the great confidence that Flint is resurgent is the number of people that are moving back into the community, professionals and people who are vested in the community in one form or another, who are moving back to Flint to be part of the rebuilding and rebirth of Flint. So I think the future of Flint is very bright, actually, and there's a lot of evidence on the ground and in the eyes of the people in the community to support that.
Dr. Robert McMahon is the president of Kettering University in Flint. We also heard from Doug Weiland, the executive director of the Genesee County Land Bank. Thank you, gentlemen, for talking with us.
Thank you very much.